I definitely probably like a lot of the squad. Look, we haven't been that successful in the last 5 years, and we're really looking forward to the semi final and getting stuck in against Kerry. But we know the task that's ahead of us. It's going to be a very tough one. But look, we're a young squad and very keen, and looking forward to the challenge.
You were one of the young lads in 2010. Now you're one of the older players and the new players from under 21 squad, etc., coming in. They've settled in well.
Brilliant. Look, first of all, they're brilliant players with a great attitude, and with that bit of success and confidence behind them, they're coming in and giving us great help, really, on and off the field. So thank God. And then I know there's a few boys that probably aren't in the panel this year that might be joining us in the next year or two, which again can only mean one thing, and that's better standard players. So it's great.
Qualifier route is always difficult for a lot of teams, but Tyrone seemed to relish the challenge. Even at the when he's beat against Donegal, he's just already planning ahead and kicking on.
Well, that's it. As I said earlier, we had to go back to our clubs then for a couple of weeks for the club championship, and after that then you're just straight into with full out with Tyrone and into the qualifier route. And thank God, like last year we found our detriment. Qualifier route isn't easy. Like, we get pipped by Armagh and that was season over, so it isn't the ideal way to go. But when you do get a run like we did this year, it takes you to the same place inevitably as the people who win their province. So thank God we're just there.
Great battle against Monaghan, but he's got off out of the blocks really quickly and didn't know what hit them, did they?
Well, we just got a few scores on the board early, and thank God we were able to shut them out. I thought Ron McNamee and some of the defenders, Cahill McCarron, did a great job, Ron McNabb. And when people are playing well for you, everything's possible, and that happened to us on Saturday. So thank God we're able to start a second half to get a good start again, and that really laid the foundations for the victory.
You're well used to the Croke Park experience though as well, and that does help, doesn't it?
It does, surely. You know, it's the place you want to be playing football, and thank God we've been there a few times now. But look, we've only been there myself once in an All-Ireland semi-final day. I know some older boys maybe a couple of times, but this is where you want to be playing football, and we have a massive test against Kerry, who know Croke Park like the back of their hand, so again, it'll probably not count for too much.
And of course, the league defeat to Kerry, and then going back a couple of years ago as well to that loss in the qualifiers, they were hard to take.
Oh, they were, surely, but I mean, what Kerry show you is if you don't play to your top level, they will beat you and beat you well. And the 2 days that they beat us well, Tyrone didn't play to their top level. So there's a challenge for us. If we don't play well, you could end up maybe like Kildare and getting a heavy beating.
And the buzz is back around Tyrone as well. You can feel it with everybody really sort of getting behind the team again.
Aye, it's brilliant. Like, I mean, I was lucky to grow up when Tyrone were winning All-Irelands in the noughties, as we all remember. And being a fan in them times, the buzz that came about from being All-Ireland semi-finals was just brilliant, and it's lovely to be part of it as a player. But it won't count for too much if we're beat next week, and really as a player, you just got to focus on your performance.